hotter than the bowels of hell, so what are you going to do? And watch TV. That's what you can do. We're going to watch TV. And we're going to spend a half hour talking about that right now with Baylen Edwards, Mashable Entertainment Reporter. Good morning, Baylen. How are you?
Morning, Tommy. I'm doing great. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Thanks for taking the time. Tell me about Mashable.
Yeah, Mashable is a culture, tech, and entertainment website that's been around for, I believe, 20 years now. Every week we report on the hottest trends in tech, in digital culture, and in entertainment. Like, we do a weekly new to streaming program column where we let you know what's coming to streaming this week and what's worth your time.
Well, I don't know where you are, but here it is just crazy hot, like heat warnings every day and everything. So we need some help with what to watch on TV. What are your recommendations coming out this week? Or do you have any old favorites first before we get to this week? Do you have any old favorites?
Yeah, I mean, one of my favorites, it's a show from 1990, but I discovered it recently this year. I came to it late in the game, but I love, love, love Twin Peaks.
Really?
Which, you know, obviously was huge. I love anything genre related, and I particularly love Twin Peaks, but that is streaming for free, I learned, on Pluto TV. So if you have a time and want to watch an incredible, incredible show that will just hook you and have you obsessed and is so important to the genre, that's one of my favorites, even though it's older.
And that's streaming on what, Baylen?
Yeah, it's streaming on Paramount Plus, which requires a subscription, but it is also free on a service called Pluto TV, which is one of a few free TV services.
Let's talk about some free services before we get on to this month and this week, rather, and some things that are new. People can get confused about what's free, what's not. Paramount Plus, who owns who owns what. I was having a conversation with somebody the other day about a lot of times they won't tell you when they merge because they want to keep you subscribed to both, right?
Yes. Yeah, it can be complicated with potentially a Warner Brothers Paramount Plus merger on the rise. I believe they have said that they will be merging at some point, the streaming services, but for now they're still separate because the merger hasn't happened.
Okay. So what are some free services if I don't want to pay anything?
Yeah, there are two that I can think of. There's Tubi and there is Pluto TV. And those both have a lot of really great selections of films and also TV, classic and new. I think Tubi is especially great for classic TV. It has series like The Twilight Zone, Columbo, which I really love, and a lot of classic cartoons like Tom and Jerry, Looney Tunes, Scooby-Doo, which I think makes it a pretty good destination if you're a parent and you want to show your kids some classic cartoons and enjoy them. It's very fascinating because Looney Tunes, there was a big kerfuffle with them and Warner Brothers, because to me they are so synonymous with Warner Brothers, and then they were kicked off of HBO Max where you could see them. And then Tubi picked them up and is packaging them as kind of a Saturday morning cartoon style with a lot of the shorts put together. And they're seeing a lot of great success over there. So definitely would recommend that. And then Pluto TV has a lot of great movies as well and has picked up some shows from the CW from the 2010s recently. Like Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, which is one of my favorites. It's a musical comedy that is a lot more nuanced than the title makes it sound. And then, again, older series like Twin Peaks, which, again, is one of the seminal TV shows of all time.
All right, what's new this week?
Yeah, new this week for sure. So there are a few things that I'm really excited about. This show just started on Sunday, actually, but it's going to keep rolling every Sunday on HBO. It's Lanterns, which is a new DC series based on the Green Lantern comics. And it's a bit of a grittier mystery reimagining of the Green Lantern duo of Hal Jordan and Jon Stewart, who are investigating a murder in rural Nebraska that has alien involvement. I don't want to say too much more because the first episode has a lot of bombshells. And if you've managed to avoid spoilers and are still interested in watching, I would recommend not looking up anything about the show and going into it as blind as you possibly can. But I will say that it has a great sense of atmosphere. It has two incredible performances from Kyle Chandler from Friday Night Lights. He gets to be on a football field in this show, too, in a very, very different way. and then Aaron Pierre, who is such an incredible star. He was also in a movie on Netflix called Rebel Ridge, which is a great action thriller. And they have great chemistry, and it's a show that I'm really excited for people to keep watching.
So, what is that on? What is that on, Baylen?
I'm sorry.
Lanterns?
It's on HBO Max.
HBO Max, all right.
Yes.
Now, if you subscribe to HBO cable, you get HBO Max or you don't?
HBO Max is, I believe it's a separate service.
Okay. Because, you know, you go back and you audit these bills, and it's like, what am I paying for here? I'm paying $800 a month for TV here. Although, you know what?
Exactly.
I think is interesting is you talk about...
Sorry. Let me correct myself.
Okay.
If you subscribe to HBO, you do usually get through like a TV provider. You usually get HBO Max you might get it for no extra cost.
Who knows? That's the question, right? But what I think is interesting is you talk about these free TV platforms is... And I'm a tad older than you are, but when I was growing up, TV would a lot of times run old shows with commercials in between, and that was the content that they had. And it seems how when you go to these free streaming services, what we're watching is old shows with commercials in between, and I just wonder if it's not going to go full circle where people are going to get fed up with paying subscriptions, so they're going to wind up just watching old TV shows with commercials in between, which is where we were way back in the day.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely get that sentiment. It is very fun. I have actually really enjoyed checking out, again, on Tubi, these older shows with the commercials. It does make it feel like I'm a kid watching, like, mm-hmm. Saturday morning cartoons again. And a lot of streaming services now are kind of, I would say, tending towards that a little bit. You can, the lowest tiers on subscription services come at lowest prices, but usually come with ads. So you are kind of paying for the older TV experience, even though, you know, you're watching one particular episode and not a continuous stream of TV.
As you say, older TV experience, is there something like an X factor with nostalgia?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I believe that I think there is something kind of reassuring about, watching things like the Looney Tunes shorts that have been packaged and programmed for you and, you know, seeing these breaks come through. But then again, I also think that in a time when Netflix came out, a huge portion of a huge reason why the streaming was so big was there were no ads and you could just click through and keep watching. Regardless.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there is a frustration that now people are seeing raising prices coupled with ads added to streaming services. So it can definitely be frustrating. And I agree with that.
Like we're right back to where we started. Now we've got commercials and I'm paying for it. What are we doing here?
Yeah, everything old is new again. That
exactly.
Kind of thing.
Somebody wanted to know the name of the show you were talking about was Green Lanterns was the name of it? And it's about the Green Lantern?
Yes, it's just called Lanterns. It is about the Green Lantern, specifically Hal Jordan, played by Kyle Chandler, and Jon Stewart, played by Aaron Pierre. And I will say, I have like a very basic knowledge of the Green Lantern franchise coming into watching the show, and I think that it is a fun entry point, even if you don't know anything about Green Lanterns. I think fans are going to have a lot of fun because there's a lot of key components from the comics. But I think that even if you just love a good mystery show, a good show with a few science fiction elements, or, you know, just great buddy cop dynamics, you will find something to love here.
Interesting to know. Tell me about Rosebush Pruning. What is all that about?
Yeah, Rosebush Pruning is a film, I'm so sorry, that is coming to a streaming service called Mubi this week. It is a tragicomic film about a family who all have, who have, you know, it's a very twisted dynamic. It has a solid cast. It has a lot of people involved, like Callum Turner, Riley Keough, Elle Fanning, Tracy Letts, Pamela Anderson, Jamie Bell. And so it is coming to Mubi, which is a platform that is a little more art film focused and has some great selections. Unfortunately, reception for this film was not, critical reception was not super great, although it was praised a lot for, you know, its style. The screenplay is written by I'm going to butcher his name, Efthymios Philippou, who's worked with a director named Yorgos Lanthimos, who is, you know, Academy Award nominated, has worked on great movies like Lobster, The Killing of a Sacred Deer, and Poor Things. And Philippou, who wrote the screenplay for Rosebush Pruning, also wrote the screenplay for several of those movies. So there's definitely a lot of prestige there, but I will say that critical reception was not super, you know, it was not a beloved movie by critics.
Is Rosebush Pruning of the same ilk as The Lobster?
I think it will be if you're looking for a similar unsettling,
disturbing
kind of, yeah,
disturbing.
Yeah, disturbing. I think that it will have a similar tone. Yes.
All right. What else is coming out?
Yes, this week. I mean, some big things of note is this isn't streaming, but Toy Story 5 is now available to rent or purchase on digital. So for a family night in, if you want to catch Toy Story 5 and weren't able to go see it in the theaters, this is a good shot at it. It will be coming to Disney Plus later, but if you want to watch it now, it is available. There are also some great shows coming to Netflix. There's a show called Outer Banks, which is a very popular teen adventure drama about a group of young people in North Carolina who are, you know, searching for treasure, and their final season is this week. So, you know, if that is a show that you were kind of maybe waiting and putting off watching until it was totally done so you could binge it, or if you're, you know, intrigued by teen drama adventure, that is one that has a big beloved fan base, and it's a big Netflix title that's coming to a close.
Have you seen Beef?
I have seen Beef. Oh, I love Beef. Yes. I mean, I will tell people to watch Beef and Beef Season 2, which came out earlier this year, all the time. I think that's an incredible series and an anthology series with a lot of potential, and I hope they keep getting to make it for sure.
What am I not getting, Baylin?
What are you not getting? What part of Beef are you at? Did you start with Season 1 or Season 2?
Season 1, I think I'm on Episode 3 or something.
It failed to hook me. Well, it hasn't hooked you.
No.
I will say that from the start, it hooked me because, I love these performers, Ali Wong and Steven Yeun, and this is not necessarily the mode that I'm used to seeing them in, mm-hmm. So it was really exciting to watch them channel a lot of rage. I think stylistically, it's also a very impressive series. It's produced by A24, which is a film studio that has kind of become synonymous with, like, artsier filmmaking, right. And has a bit of a cult following. And I think that the show it presents a fascinating and terrifying at times spiral, and it can bring a lot of catharsis. But I'm never going to, you know, say just because I like something, you have to like keep pushing through and enjoying it. I think that a lot of TV shows need, you know, a few episodes to pick up and find their rhythm. I think that's why it's so important that that seasons of TV should have more than 8 episodes like they tragically do now. I think that's why we need to keep giving shows more seasons to find their foot. But also, if it's not, was there anything in particular that you were interested by in Beef, or were you just like, this isn't hitting for me?
You know what, as you just said, fascinating, terrifying, and catharsis, that made me think of it, reflect back on the first two episodes, and it made me want to go watch it again.
Really?
It
okay,
did.
I mean, I'll take it, yeah.
It really did. Go ahead.
I think it's, you know, always worth checking out. There have been some shows that don't always click with me in the first few episodes. Like, it took me, I think, a while to get into, like, you know, some comedies that I love, that kind of thing, because it's all about, like, finding the rhythm. And also, I mean, Season 2 is a completely different plotline, completely different characters. So if Season 1 doesn't totally hook you, I would say you always have the option to try out another story. I do think Season 1 overall is stronger, although they're both quite good. So Beef on Netflix is worth the watch for sure.
What about Hawk? What do you think about that? The Hawk
is one of those ones. It's a Will Ferrell golf comedy that unfortunately didn't hit for me. And no. I really appreciate Will.
I do
Will
too.
Ferrell.
I do too. And I think this is either the most brilliant thing or the dumbest thing I've ever seen. I haven't decided yet.
I think he is so good at bridging that brilliant and dumb gap. And I think that something that I didn't fully love about The Hawk was it felt a little too mean at times.
Yeah,
in terms of like,
I'll go with that.
I mean, then again, like, there, it's an incredible cast. I mean, like, Will Ferrell, but also Molly Shannon is so, so good in this.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm so happy for everything that she, you know, brings to the table whenever she's in a project. I think that there was a meanness, and I think that the show hasn't quite figured out how to balance that with its goofier tones, because I think it also wants to be very much a family drama, because it's all about him and his son, played by Jimmy Chatro, who I think is also great. But I think that the relationship there was a little more maybe abrasive and less fleshed out than I would have wanted it to be. But then again, you know, I think that a lot of shows, especially with comedies, it takes time to figure out that balance. So I'm always down to keep watching more Will Ferrell, that kind of thing.
Yeah, let me take a quick break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to our friend Baylen Edwards. She's the Mashable Entertainment reporter. We'll continue to talk about what's coming out at the end of August, streaming on Apple TV. Pluribus, you know anything about that, Baylen?
Oh, my goodness gracious, Pluribus. Pluribus is one of my favorite shows from last year.
Me too.
yes, it's the best. It's an incredible sci-fi series by the creator of Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul. And I think that Ray Seahorn, who gives the lead performance in that, should win the Emmy this year for actress in a drama series.
Without doubt.
The work that they have her do, she has to hold her own against an ensemble who essentially has to play one entity of this alien parasite, essentially, who has taken over the world.
That show is on her shoulders.
That show is on her shoulders. I think there's episode 5, is it, where she's totally by herself?
Yes, for the entire hour.
That is such an extraordinary episode, and she's phenomenal in that. Yeah,
let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. WWL. Talking to Baylen Edwards, Mashable Entertainment reporter, about what's streaming on TV. We have a line here where people can text in their questions at 504-260-1870. Somebody wants to know about Apple TV. What's coming in August to Apple TV, or at the end of August, or leaving?
Yeah, for sure. So Apple TV is, first off, I would say, one of the better streaming services out there in terms of just sheer quality. They have so many great things. Currently, the two biggest shows running on it, I'd say, and they're going to keep running through August, are Ted Lasso season 4, and then a sci-fi series called Silo, which is a dystopian series about a bunch of silos that are in the ground that people live in, and we don't know what's going on outside of it. And the last two episodes of those are still running through August. The rest of their programming, they've got some stuff coming up more in September that's particularly exciting. They have a thriller show called Last Scene, which is hitting September 9th, so early September, which is about a police dispatcher who's totally broken after his daughter went missing 11 years ago, and then he receives a call from a teenager who he thinks is her, so then he goes on a quest, you know, to find her at any cost. It's an Australian series that looks like it's going to be a very, very promising.
That starts when, Baylen?
September 9th.
Okay.
Yeah, and then this week, something coming to Apple TV. This is a docu-series, but they do a lot of great documentaries. They have one about Martin Scorsese, I believe, that came out last year that was really, really good. And coming out tomorrow is a three-part documentary series called The Dynasty UConn Huskies, which, I mean, it's about the University of Connecticut women's basketball program, which is an incredibly dominant force and features a lot of, you know, great players and interviews with the coach. So if you're interested in sports and, you know, tune into and see UConn dominating in March Madness, this is a really cool look back at the entire program.
Somebody texted in about It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Where can they find that?
Yeah, they can find that on Hulu and also Disney Plus if they have like Disney Plus with Hulu. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia season 18 just started on Monday, so the first two episodes of that are out, and then new episodes come in every Monday, and so that for now it's the longest running live action American sitcom, which is a really impressive title. And this season they get up to some crazy hijinks. I know that a Renaissance fair is involved, and they the gang meets the McPoyles at the Renaissance fair, which, if you know It's Always Sunny, you know that sentence sounds like it's going to be a great setup for an episode. So yeah, that's on Hulu and Disney Plus if you have Hulu on Disney Plus.
And what about some movies that got your attention?
Movies that got my attention that are specifically on streaming.
Streaming, yeah.
This week, there is a movie that was, I talked about A24 a little earlier. There is a movie coming to HBO Max called Mother Mary. It's one of Anne Hathaway's many, many movie projects this year. She has been very busy. And this one is, I would say, maybe flew under the radar, but it's definitely really interesting and worth checking out. She plays a pop star who is on the brink of, you know, very important concerts. And she goes back to her a costume designer she worked with, and there's a lot of tension there. And the movie is really fascinating, a little bit polarizing, I would say, on the critical end. But it comes from a director named David Lowery, who directed movies like A Ghost Story and The Green Knight, which are both really fascinating contemplative genre movies, and Mother Mary is no different. And it also has some fun fictional pop songs in it. Would definitely recommend that this week.
Are you anything scary?
Anything scary? I think that one is a little scary.
Okay.
I think part of the promo said like this is not a ghost story. But like there is, I think, elements of like, you know, being possessed by art and just like possession in general.
All right, and somebody texted in about The Audacity. Do you know about that program?
Yes, I do. Oh, I really quite like The Audacity. The Audacity is a Silicon Valley satire about tech CEOs and the ways that they're kind of commodifying themselves and losing their humanity. The creator, Jonathan Glasser, worked on Better Call Saul and Succession, two really, really incredible shows, so
ooh,
it comes
yeah.
with a lot of pedigree. It originally aired on AMC, but this week it hit Netflix, so all of season one is on Netflix. I would definitely recommend checking that one out as well. I think in a time where tech is so prevalent and we often hear about, you know, violations of privacy, how our data is being used, this show was a very funny, if bleak, look at that. And obviously parts of it are dialed up, you know, but I think it was, there was a bit of catharsis, I think, watching it play out. It's got some really great performances from Billy Magnuson and Sarah Goldberg as well, who play a tech CEO and his therapist.
I'll check it out. Thank you.
Yeah.
Baylen, we're out of time. Thank you. I appreciate it. Baylen Edwards, Mashable Entertainment Reporting. Go to Mashable.com. We come back. We'll talk to Josh Danzig, owner of Where You At Magazine, about what's going on this weekend. Stay with us. Tommy Tucker, WWL.